Y'all read with us this morning. We're going to read some from the book of St. Luke, 11th chapter. 11th chapter, book of St. Luke. Very familiar scripture, I know. Going to start with the first verse. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. He said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut. And my children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is of father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And I believe that's all we'll read this morning. Some wonderful scripture. Some good scripture. It's got some wonderful meaning in it. But we got a thought, and just a thought. Don't know maybe altogether what we'll say or do. But we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way. Sometimes you get things on you, words or scriptures, and sometimes I just get a word. Most of the time I get just a word, and it's difficult sometimes if you get a word and you think that maybe you've read it or seen it or whatever, and you can't find it, it's makes it a little tough. So you just bear with us. Sometimes it'd be nice, I'll say this, and I'll say it in a good way, if I can this morning. Sometimes it'd be good if you got that word in enough time to do something. Thinking and realizing that you may not understand, but I just had a word and I just can't find it. But I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to try to do the best we can with what we have, what I do have, and what I know for surety. For surety. You say, preacher, you think you got a word that ain't in there? Well, I'm not said that yet, but I'm looking. I've missed some things before. I've said some things that really wasn't in the scripture. Not a lot of folks would admit that, but I had a lady, it's not been too long ago, we'd preached a message, and she come by and she said, you mentioned that scripture. She said, I won't know where it's at. And I said, oh, okay. It's in there. Just let me look. Well, I haven't called her back because I ain't found it. It's not a bad thing altogether. You hear things sometimes. You hear them over and over and over and over again, and you get to thinking, well, that's just the way it is. That's the way it says it in the scripture. And sometimes it ain't like that. Sometimes there's probably some scripture in there that coincides with what you just said, but it ain't in there like you said it. And that's shame on us. That's what I say, shame on us. But I get to thinking back, well, I've heard that all my life. I've heard that all my life. Why ain't it in there? I believe it to be Bible. You know, there's, I'll not get into all that. Let me just go on. But I will say this. We had at this church one vacation Bible school. They wanted me to teach it, the adult class, and I got them together, and they was all the time saying these things. And I told them, I said, I want you to bring them sayings. I said, but I want you to show me in the Bible where it says what you say in the Bible. We had a good week. We had a good week. There's a lot of things said they couldn't find. Just good old saying. Good old saying. It might have been in somebody's Bible, but it wasn't in this one. We all get into this situation sometimes. We really do. I've got a thought. I really have. I shouldn't tell all that I'm telling this morning, but I'm just as honest as I know how to be. There's a word that I would really like to find, and I ain't found it. So be it. Bible says here in this 11th chapter, it said in the first verse, it said, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Now, one thing that I'm going to say, and I'll carry on. There's not anywhere in the scripture that you'll find anywhere else that the disciples asked the Lord to teach them except teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. There must be some importance on prayer. Must be some need on prayer. Now, we call this the Lord's Prayer, which it's really not. He's teaching the disciples. He said, when thou prayest, or as you pray, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, you'll find it written just a little bit different than that in another verse in a different book. Now, I want you to pray for us for just a minute. That's what we got a word. We got something we're going to try our best to stay around this morning, the Lord being our helper. First thing he said is, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed. I want to talk just a little bit about hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. Word is used a few times in the scripture, and I believe they're all in the New Testament. But hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name means to be consecrated, set aside, sacred. The Bible teaches us that in the Old Testament there was a bread. There was a bread that was only used that the priest could have part of it, called the shoe bread. And folks, it was hallowed bread. You'll find and you'll read, you go back in the days of Leviticus, and it may be called hallowed bread, but it was sacred bread. It was set aside. It was not your normal bread. It had been sanctified, brethren, separated for the priest. And the priest was the only person that could eat the hallowed bread or the shoe bread. The only person. Brethren, and that's what it was for. Now, we talk a lot of times and we think today that we have certain places that are hallowed. They may be and they may not. May be sacred to you, but it may not be sacred to everybody. But I'm going to say this morning, brethren, our God is to be hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. Brethren, he is to be sacred. He is to be consecrated. He is to be separated, brethren, in our hearts, in our minds, that he is hallowed. He is a sacred, great person. You say, preacher, he's not a person. Why do you call him Jesus? Why? Think about it. Brethren, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed. Glory. Brethren, the house of God, whether you have it or not, is supposed to be a sacred place where we worship God. Yes, it is. You might think, "Why, preacher, that's ludicrous, or that's just unreal. What are you talking about?" I want you to know, my friend, that the house of God should be just as sacred, brethren, as the temple and the holy place of God is. Yes, sir. They had a place, my friend, and they had the tabernacle of which they set up, an earthly tabernacle. And they set it up, and they was a holy place, and they was a most holy place. Therefore, whether that of the priest and the high priest, the Bible says the high priest went in to the most holy, and the priest entered into the holy place. And brethren, there was not one of them to do the service except they go by the wash pot, my friend. It was a cleansing. It was in that of the place of the holy place. Yes, it was. And they washed themselves. And brethren, only that priest, that high priest, brethren, went into the most holy to offer up the sacrifice, brethren, that the people had sanctified and set aside to be sacrificed. Hallowed. Hallowed was it supposed to be. It was supposed to be a consecrated, sacred place, brethren, where God, brethren, would be worshiped today. The Bible teaches us, you might say, preacher, this place is just a building. That's where you're wrong. I know you say, preacher, you're preaching with a forked tongue. I know who the church is. I know who the church is. Brethren, and what it is that makes up the church. I know what it is, my friend, but brethren, we have a place set aside. It should be sacred unto us. Yes, it should. You know, there's a lot of people now. I know we've heard down through the years, brethren, that people don't pay no attention to the church anymore. They don't hallow it. They don't reverence it. I've heard a lot of men say that back in the day when they, brethren, was running around and never been saved, that they never would go in a churchyard. Do you know that? They never would, my friend. Because they know that it was set aside as a sacred place of worship. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, we don't reverence it that away today. Well, I'm going to say this just as honest as I know how. Brethren, if me and you don't reverence it, we can't expect the world to do any different. Hallowed. Sacred. Brethren, the priest, when they done the priest his office, brethren, they were supposed to be sacred in what they were doing, my friend. They were. It was unto God. It wasn't unto man, it was unto God. When we come to worship in a worship service, brethren, it ought to be unto God and not man. It ought to be. Is it not? Is it not, my friend, a sacred service that we have when we come out and meet together as the church? Is it not? There's a lot of places, my friend, that's put up houses and call them churches. I know, I'm not going to get into it. I got an old boy that I met up here years ago. He come to our services years ago. And he, while he's here, he had kept talking about doing this and that. And he is looking, my friend, for me to tell him it'd be okay. I never did. Brethren, there's something, brethren, wrong with what he wanted, my friend. More of man than it was of God. Not being sacred. Preacher, he might be listening. I hope he is. Brethren, there's nothing wrong, my friend, with a lot of things, but there are a lot of things that absolutely are wrong because God said there's wrong. Not man, but the Lord. Reverence, fear. You can call it what you want to. I do call it fear. When I actually reverence a place, it's a fear. There's a fear involved. Yes, they are. It's sacred. It's set aside. It don't matter what day of the week it is. Have you ever been by, have you ever just come by this place and the Lord speak to you and say, you need to go in and pray? Have you ever done that? Huh? Oh, preacher, I can pray at home. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you got to listen to that Spirit. Thank God and move. When he says, move, my friend. There's times, my friend, for whatever reason, there's times that I have to go to the house of God. It don't matter what time it is, what day it is. Why, preacher, I just don't understand that. Well, sometimes I don't understand it. Why can't I just pray at the house? Why can't I just pray out there in the building? Why can't I just pray going down the road? I do, but thank God sometimes he wants you right back at the house of God, my friend. It's a sacred place this morning. Yes, it is. It's not to be taken lightly. No, sir. The temple of God, my friend, when that of Solomon built that temple, and you can go and read that of his prayer. Brethren, there is one thing that Solomon wanted, and that was for God to put his presence in that building. Yes, sir. And you know what the Lord told him? He told him he would. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll put my presence there. He said, and if any man look toward this place, even a stranger said, look toward this place, said, I'll hear his prayer. Thank God. I'm glad we got a place set aside that's sacred this morning. Means something to us. Hallowed. Woo! I know people, I know we just passed Halloween. I ain't talking about Halloween. Brethren, there's a vast difference in what they celebrate and what we celebrate. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, they are. But listen to me. This is what he said. He said, and when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Woo!
Woo! Ha! Glory to God! You ought not to be able to say that prayer without thinking about Jesus this morning. That hallowed bread under the law, my friend, was set aside, as we made mention, for the priest. There was a day, there was a time. Your normal person, is the only way I know to put it. If you wasn't a priest, my friend, you had no right to that bread. No, sir. That's how sacred, brethren, it was. Bible says that Saul was after David, and he went into the house of the priest down there. Yes, sir. And brethren, it was nothing in there to eat but the shoe bread. And David, brother, took of the shoe bread. Brother, did God acknowledge him? Yes, he did. Why, preacher, he is king. He's over the priest. No, sir. No way, form, or fashion. But, brethren, that David was doing, brethren, it just showed that God acknowledged it. And he sanctioned it. And not only that, he had a sword. That priest had a sword in the house, which was Goliath's sword. Yes, sir. He give it to him. Think about it for just a minute. Hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Listen, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Brethren, things was about to change. Brethren, and the sacredness of the temple was about to change. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. There's things, my friend, about the house of God. I love them. I've been in many. I've been in some short ones, small ones, condensed ones. I've been in some huge ones. Now, I really do. I don't know why, but I love going in these big ones. Like the opportunity to say something just every now and again. Yes, I would. Well, preacher, you wouldn't do it but once. Well, once is all I want. Once. Just once. I pray they wouldn't put up with all that. I don't know about y'all. I really don't. I'm going to be honest with you. I washed and there's probably quite a few of you. I don't know. But there's probably several of you that washed a little bit of the Queen's funeral procession. And I noticed just a few things, and I listened as they got up and they read, and when they read out of the Bible, or they had it wrote down, and it was out of the old King James Version. Yes, sir, every one of them. Now, I know they got tears, and they've got little ones and bigger ones, and but every one of them read out of the King James Version. Yes, they did. Never one of them women, my friend, wore black. Black. Yes, they did. They honored that of their queen. Do you hear me? You say, preacher, it don't matter what you wear anymore. I'm not getting into that. But I'll be honest with you, just as honest as I know how to be. Brethren, you give God your whole concentration and you recognize him, brethren, both naturally and spiritually, thank God he'll bless you for it. Yes, he will. Woo! These things, my friend, that I don't do naturally. And the truth of it is, probably nothing wrong for you to do it. But there is me. Yeah, there is me. You know what? I know where my blessings come from. Do you know that? Well, preacher, if it's wrong for you, it's got to be wrong for them. I don't know about that. They just some things that I'm little choir about doing. Yes, sir, and I won't do them. I don't do them. You hear me? Thank God. Brethren, there's some things God blesses me for. He don't bless you for. Oh, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I can say that. You can say the same thing. Do you know that? You can say the same thing. There's things in your life, no doubt, that the Lord has told you not. Not. Do not. Do not. Brethren, that's hallowed. Did you know that? That's hallowed. That's sacred. It ought to be sacred unto you. Thank God not to do those things. Yes, it should. There's things, my friend, you say, preacher, everything ain't wrong. No, everything ain't wrong. But there's a lot of things, my friend, that we say ain't wrong, that the Bible says is wrong. And you know what? Therefore, it is wrong. Now, I'm not going to get into all that. Brethren, the scripture says here in this prayer, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, as it is in heaven. That's what he says, as in earth. Yes, sir. As it is in heaven, as it is in earth. You think about that. How sacred are you? How consecrated are you? Brethren, how dedicated are you? How is it this morning that this is not sanctioned a hallowed place in your heart today? It ought to be. Especially on the day of worship. Especially. Especially. Preacher, you can't preach that. There's things that they were not supposed to do on certain days. Do you know that? You go over there in them feasts and you'll find there's a feast of tabernacles and also a feast of weeks. And he said, on the first day, my friend, you are to sanctify and separate yourself and to not do no servile work on the first day. Yes, sir. Go and read it. It's in there. And brethren, then you have that week, my friend, of feast. And then it ends and it said on the eighth day. Huh? There is such a thing. Yes, the eighth day. There is Numbers 29 chapter. If you want to read about it, you can go and read and you'll find out that they give bullocks and they give a ram and they give a lamb. Yes, they did for a sacrifice. You can go and look and they brought it down and one was taken every day until the eighth day. I'll not get into that. There's more there, but it was sacred, brethren. It was a consecrated feast for the house of Israel. And on the first day, they done no servile work, and on the eighth day, they done no servile work. It's part of part of the feast, part of the carrying out of the feast. Brethren, there's some things we don't count as holy that the Bible says is holy, just like the bread, my friend. When we take communion, we consider it to be holy, don't we? Don't we consider it to be sacred, consecrated, set aside? Has no leaven in it. Didn't say you couldn't cook it. Just says has no leaven in it. Yes, sir. No leavening. You say, preacher, why do y'all do that? I'll tell you why we do that. Because it's in remembrance. This do in remembrance of me. Brethren, that when he talks about this prayer, brethren, ain't it about him? Ain't it about God? It's not about us, my friend. You'll find out that it's about him first and foremost. When it comes to us, my friend, he's talking about let us forgive each other for our debts and our trespasses. Does he not? And our sins. Yes, sir. Us forgive one another. Did you know the worst thing in this world, my friend, that folks have a problem with is forgiving one another this morning? Amen. We always looking and we think that we've got the upper hand. And I want you to know, brethren, for you to forgive your brother, my friend, will raise you up quicker than anything. Yes, it will. It'll exalt you. Yes, it will. It'll exalt you. If you'll just get willing to forgive your brother. You know, you may see, I saw something, brethren, a few years ago. And I didn't know we had this member at the church that got saved. And he got saved in a revival right before I went there as pastor. And he got saved during that revival. His wife had been a member of this church for years on end. But he wouldn't find his way to go. Brethren, God got to dealing with him. Anyway, he got saved. His name was Merle. And I'll tell you, I just fell in love with him. He's just a common man, but I fell in love with him. And I knowed him. Knowed him very well. Got to know him. We went to the funeral home one night. Brother and I rode. For whatever reason, this night I rode around the back of the funeral home, come in on the other side, and I riding around the back, and brethren, there's a man getting in the trunk and getting something out, my friend. He took a little drink of it, and it was Merle. Huh? That's what I thought. It was Merle. And I just hung my head, and I said, no, not so. Well, I parked, and I went in the funeral home, and I turned the corner, and there stood Merle. I didn't know he had a twin brother. Huh? His name was Earl. Yes, it was. But I saw Earl, and I didn't see Merle. Yes, sir. You know what? Yeah, it made me a little happy then. I didn't say a thing for a long time. I never did tell them that. But I tell you, Earl looked just like Merle. You know what I mean? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If I'd have not went in that funeral home and I just left and had to go somewhere else, my friend, I'd have left there with the fact that Merle done messed up. Do you know that? Exactly. I mean, they looked alike. Their frame was alike. Huh? I'd have known no difference in this world. And I'd have been running around thinking, Merle, my friend, ain't right with God. And I'd have told him so. But listen. Listen. Brethren, we can't run around on everything we see. It might not be what you think it is. You know that? It might not be what you think it is. Why, preacher, I saw it, and I saw it with my own eyes. You might have saw something. Brethren, it don't mean you saw the same person. Brethren, they might have a twin in this world. Might do it. Might do it. It's the only time that's ever happened to me. But hallowed. You know what I found? Old Merle. Now, Merle was a rough character before he got saved. He was rough. He lived pretty rough. There's folks that know Brother Merle, but I'm going to tell you something. You know what happened to Merle when he got saved? My friend, there's some things become holy unto him. There's some things become sacred unto him. There's some things that he consecrated, brethren, in his own life. Brethren, he separated them and set them aside. And those things that he used to do on Sunday, brethren, he quit doing them on Sunday. Preacher, will that help you? I believe God bless you for it. I do. Personally, I can't. You know what I mean? Personally. Now, these people today says, well, preacher, what about this and then what about that? I can't answer for them. You can't answer for them. Brethren, you can only answer for yourself. And I'll promise you, you know whether or not that you've told God, whether or not you've done it or not this morning. If you've told God something, it's sacred. You know that? It's hallowed. Yes, sir, it's hallowed. Just as much as that shoe bread was. It's hallowed this morning. Preacher, how can it be hallowed? Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed. In other words, brethren, God, there's none no greater than you. Do you know if there's something greater in your life than God, that it becomes sin unto you? It does. It becomes sin unto you. It really does. Now, I had a man to tell me one day, he said, Randy, he said, I'm not going to tell people how they need to live and how they need to do. He said, if they're a child of God, they know how to do. God ain't no difference. He's no respect to person. He'll deal with you. Do you know that? He'll deal with you. Now, you may think this is wrong. You may think it's wrong of me. Brethren, but these folks, my friend, that got a little age on them, and they get saved, my friend, and they'll come in maybe and get to talking among a crowd, my friend, and they might use some unlikely words. But you know, all what we call cussing ain't cussing. Preacher, you preaching strange this morning. There's a lot of things, my friend, that just ain't cussing. What do you mean? Taking the Lord's name in vain, my friend, is cursing. Yes, it is. Did you know that us sometimes, as normal Christian people, take the Lord's name in vain? Oh, preacher, I don't do that. If you ever speak the Lord's name, and I mean speak the Lord's name, Jehovah God, and it's not in direct reference to him, my friend, it's a curse. Like me or not. Well, I didn't know that. A lot of folks don't know that. There's a few colorful words that are said sometimes that I really don't think much about. Now, I don't talk like that. You know why I don't? Because of the impression that it shall leave. That's why I don't. But if I did, it wouldn't be cussing. Oh, preacher, it would be. No, it wouldn't. Think about it. There's things, my friend. You say, I can't help the ground I'm covering this morning. I'm going to cover what God gave me. Yes, sir. Brethren, but I'll guarantee you one thing. You won't find it coming out of my mouth because there's something in there. Thank God that deters me. Even when I think of it. Yes, sir. Even when I think of it. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Peter, my friend, was a disciple that the Lord loved. You can read. You'll find out that God really loved Peter. And he tried to instruct Peter, my friend, on some things. And Peter one day, I believe it was John, was leaning upon the breast of the Lord. And Peter one day, the Lord was talking to Peter and he said, well, what about him? What about him? And he said in some sort of way, in other words, if I tell him to do this or that, what's that to thee? Peter, go. Ain't that the way it works, Bruce? Huh? Well, why don't you ask somebody else? Peter, go. Why don't so-and-so do it? Jeff, go. Is that the way it works, folks? You know where your blessing is? Your blessing is going when he says go. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It doesn't matter if ain't nobody in the house of God doing it. And the Lord lays it on your heart, and it's the Lord that does it. It will edify the body. Amen. Yes, it will. But I'm going to say it again. I started out with it. Brethren, if you hold this place as a sacred place, hallowed, hallowed. Preacher, it's just walls. Oh, but we're in more than walls this morning. Are we not? Amen. We're not meeting here and there's just four walls. Amen. We're meeting here, my friend, in worship and honored unto him this morning. It's what it ought to be. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Now, we say a lot of times, in earth as it is in heaven. He says, here as it is in heaven, as it is in earth. As it is in heaven, as it is in earth. Did you know that the church, my friend, has power? Did you know that God has left power with his church? He has. Did he not say that he is the light of the world? And did he not say that I go away? Now ye are the light of the world. Is that not power? Brethren, if there's no power, there's no light this morning. You can't have a light without having power. Think about it. You know why This generation, my friend, is setting out solar panels everywhere they can. Because they're drawing. You see come through that glass, that light. They're drawing all the power they can. And it is power. It's power. You can believe this or not. You can set your regular battery out in the sun and it'll heat up enough that it'll give you a little power. Huh? Just an old regular battery. It will. Preacher, I don't understand that. You don't have to understand it. Just understand where the power comes from. There's power in the blood. Ain't that what we're saying? There's power. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, they are. I hope you've got something out of the message this morning. I've gone about as far as I'm going to go. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Brethren, it's all about Him, folks. When we come to meet in this place, it ought to be all about Him. It's what we're here for. About Him, not about us. I'm glad, I'll say this, I'm glad I received something when I come this way. Aren't you? I'm glad I received something. I'm glad the Lord passes by. Now, He ain't passed by in a great big old way this morning. We haven't had shouting all over the house of God, but it doesn't mean, church, that we're dead, my friend. It means that sometimes, my friend, we're just like the solar panels out there. Sometimes we just need to soak it in. Yeah. Sometimes we just need to draw it in. Now, I'll tell you this. If it's really, really meant something to you, I'll guarantee you, you'll go on the strength of that meat more than 40 days. Yes, you will. It'll just keep coming up. It'll just keep coming by. It'll just keep. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed, brethren, at how the Lord will just drop it by. Time after time. Ain't that what they done to Ruth? Old Boaz called his servants over. Did he not? He said, that little damsel yonder, he said, you just throw out a few handfuls of purpose that she might can gather. Yes, sir. You know why he done that? Because she wasn't gathering just for herself. She was gathering for Naomi. She took them home. She didn't sit down and eat without her. Did she not? Think about it this morning. Think about what is sacred in your house. What's sacred? And I'm talking about the house this morning, this house. What's sacred to this house? What's glorious about this house? The writer says over in one place in the Old Testament, he said, how glorious is this house? How much glory does she have? What? In the beginning, and how much glory does she have now? In that day, he said, is it not in your eyes as nothing? I'll not get into all that. Hallowed. Come get a verse of a song, Mike. That's going to be the message. I don't know your heart today. I don't know what you stand in need of. I've told you too much this morning. What do you mean, preacher? I told you too much before I started preaching. But I hope and pray that you got something out of the message this morning.
when the scripture begins to talk about hallowed, it is sacred. You study it out. You'll find it. You'll find it to be so. While we stand, sing a verse, some song. Appreciate your prayers. Appreciate you being in the service today.